2024 International Chinese Speaking Conference. Week 2. Day 1. Morning Nourishment. 2 Timothy 4:7. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith. Hebrews 12:1. Therefore let us also, having so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, put away every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and run with endurance the race which is set before us. The believers experience the dispensing of the processed triune God by running the course of the race. The Christian life is a race, and we are runners. Paul also says in 1 Corinthians 9:24, "Do you not know that those who run on a racecourse all run, but one receives the prize? Run in this way, that you may lay hold." We must not only run, but run successfully in order to obtain the prize, which is a reward as an incentive to us. 1 Corinthians 9 reveals that the Christian course involves preaching the gospel. To preach the gospel is to dispense Christ into others. By dispensing Christ into those who are receptive to our preaching, we run the Christian course. When we preach the gospel, we are running the course. However, to receive a reward, a prize, at the coming of the Lord Jesus is to have a particular enjoyment. Today's reading. The race we are running is actually Christ Himself. The Lord Jesus said, "I am the way." A race is a way, a course. Christ is the race because He is the way. The way we are walking is the race we are running. Although Christ is our way, we should not take this way simply as a way, rather, we should take the way as a race to run. We should not take the time to consider, look around, stand still, or walk slowly. We need to run the race until we can declare, like Paul did in 2 Timothy 4:7, "I have finished the course." Paul began to run the course of the heavenly race after he was taken possession of by the Lord, and he continued to run until he finished the course. Then at the end he triumphantly proclaimed, "I have finished the course." He also proclaimed that he would receive from the Lord a reward, the crown of righteousness. The prize that the believers win for running the race is an incorruptible crown, which is a reward as an incentive. This reward will be given to us according to our works at the Lord's coming back. It will be decided at the judgment seat of Christ and enjoyed in the coming kingdom. This prize is not salvation in a common sense, but a reward in a special sense. Eternal salvation is by faith, having nothing to do with our work, whereas the reward is for our work after we are saved. As believers in Christ, we have all received His salvation through faith, but whether we will be rewarded by the Lord depends on how we run the race. In 1 Corinthians 9, Paul was running the race. In Philippians, one of his last epistles, he was still running. It was not until the last moment of his running, in 2 Timothy 4:6-8, that Paul had the assurance that he would be rewarded by the Lord at His coming. With this reward in view, Paul charges us to run the race so that we may obtain an incorruptible crown. If we would run the Christian race, we need to put off every unnecessary weight, every encumbering burden. In addition, we also need to put off the sin which so easily entangles us. Here the sin refers mainly to the thing that entangles us, hindering us from running the race. The encumbrances are outward, but the sin is inward, both of which frustrate us in running the race. There is much opposition to the Christian race, therefore, in order to run this race, the believers must suffer opposition with endurance and never grow weary or faint in our souls. This is the end of today's morning revival.